It was only months and months afterwards, when I made the attempt to recover what was left of the body, that I heard the original quarrel arose from a misunderstanding about some hens. Yes, two black hens. Fres Leven, that was the fellow's name, a Dane, thought himself wronged somehow in the bargain. So he went ashore and started to hammer the chief of the village with a stick. It didn't surprise me in the least to hear this, and at the same time to be told that Fres Leven was the gentlest, quietest creature that ever walked on two legs. No doubt he was. But he had been a couple of years already out there, engaged in the noble cause, you know, and he'd probably felt the need at last of asserting his self-respect in some way. Therefore he whacked the old nigger mercilessly, while a big crowd of his people watched him thunderstruck. Till some man, I was told the chief's son, in desperation at hearing the old chap yell, made a tentative jab with a spear at the white man. And, of course, it went quite easy between the shoulder blades. Then the whole population cleared into the forest, expecting all kinds of calamities to happen. While, on the other hand, the steamer Fres Leven commanded left also in a bad panic, in charge of the engineer, I believe. Afterwards nobody seemed to trouble much about Fres Leven's remains, till I got out and stepped into his shoes. I couldn't let it rest, though. But when an opportunity offered at last to meet my predecessor, the grass growing through his ribs was tall enough to hide his bones.